Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 8:25. It's a big night for the Republic of Ireland. With that and all the rest of the sports news, here's Porrick.
Thanks very much, Audrey. Good morning to you. Yes, the focus very much on international soccer today. And after their 2-2 draw with Hungary on Saturday night, the Republic of Ireland soccer team play their second match of the World Cup qualifiers away to Armenia this evening. Shamrock Rovers defender Josh Honohan has joined up with the squad and there are no fresh injury concerns. Kick-off in Yerevan is at 5 o'clock. We have live radio commentary from Adrian Eames and Kenny Cunningham. And the game will also be live on RTE2 television, as will the under-21 Euro qualifier at Tallaght Stadium between the Republic of Ireland and Andorra. Looking ahead to the senior game, two factors are going to make the task more difficult for the Irish. The intense heat, the game is expected to be played in temperatures around 30 degrees, and also the pitch conditions. Jennifer Lopez performed at the stadium last month as part of her Up All Night World Tour. And while the concert itself was a huge success, bringing over 15,000 visitors from abroad into the city and all hotels booked out, it did a lot of damage to the pitch, which they haven't been able to sort out fully. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is in Yerevan and he's been speaking to defender Dara O'Shea, who's brought his club form with Ipswich through to the international fold.
You know, for me as a footballer, I want to have that consistency in my game where I'm playing well at club level and the same at country to give myself the best opportunity to come and start here. And I think that's the main thing for me, you know, is just trying to knuckle down and keep myself going and not, you know, have too much changes from club and country. And, you know, playing games week in, week out definitely help you to get that consistency. And obviously there's no better feeling than playing for your country. So it's such an honour to be given that green shirt every time he picks the team, yeah.
We definitely need something here in lovely Yerevan. It didn't work out the last time. What makes you believe that we can do it this time?
I think the confidence is there first and foremost. You know, coming off the back of a really, really good second half for us at the Aviva, you know, we can take a lot into the game and start well, hopefully. But for us as a group, you know, I really got to believe that, you know, we're going to go out in there and win and put a good performance in. You know, there's going to be times maybe in the game where things aren't going to go our way. And I think that's, you know, when we can just think about the bigger picture and stick to the way we want to play. And, you know, we've got enough quality in all areas of the pitch, so we're going to have to use that as well.
Would it be nice not to have to come from behind this time?
Of course, you know, you never want to come from behind.
We've become good at it.
Yeah, we have. Well, it's hard enough starting at nil all to start 1-0 down. And, yeah, of course, we want to go out there and obviously try to get a clean sheet for us as a defence. You know, that's massive. It gives you, if you get a clean sheet, you've got a great chance to win the game. And that's going to be our mindset going into the game.
That's Dara O'Shea. In a World Cup qualifier last night, Scotland secured a 2-0 win over Belarus. The Scots now have 4 points in the group after their opening two matches and they're level at the top of the table with Denmark, although the Danes have a slightly better goal difference at this early stage. Nottingham Forest head coach Nuno Espirito Santo has been sacked after 21 months in charge. The club is currently 10th in the Premier League. Tullamore's Grainne Walsh advanced to the quarterfinals at the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool. The Paris Olympian recorded a unanimous victory in the welterweight category over Mariana Soto of Spain. The other Irish fighters both lost, with defeats for Meath bantamweight Jennifer Lee Han and Jack Marley at heavyweight. Captain Carla Rowe and top scorer Hannah Tyrrell are two of the 12 All-Star nominations for the All-Ireland Ladies Football Champions Dublin. The 45-strong list also includes 10 players from the beaten finalists Meath, among them Vicky Wall and Emma Duggan. In racing, veteran Lord Erskine notched the 14th success of his career when powering to a decisive win on the first day of Galway's September meeting. Dara O'Keefe's mount was left in front after the joint favourite Yates Star was carried out by a loose horse. And finally, Bryn Cunningham is set to leave his role as Ulster Rugby's general manager after 11 years. A club statement said the former fullback will be departing his position to take on a new challenge.
Thank you, Porrick.